Leviticus, chapter 4. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, If a soul will sin unintentionally, in any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and will do any one of them. If the anointed priest will sin so as to bring guilt on the people, then let him offer for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bull without blemish to Yahweh for a sin offering. And he will bring the bull to the door of the tent of meeting before Yahweh, and he will lay his hand on the head of the bull, and kill the bull before Yahweh. And the anointed priest will take of the blood of the bull, and bring it to the tent of meeting. And the priest will dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before Yahweh, before the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest will put of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense before Yahweh, which is in the tent of meeting, and all the blood of the bull he will pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tent of meeting. And all the fat of the bull of the sin offering he will take off from it, the fat that covers the insides, and all the fat that is on the insides. And the 2 kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the caul on the liver, with the kidneys, he will take away. As it is taken off from the ox of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest will burn them on the altar of burnt offering. And the skin of the bull, and all its flesh, with its head, and with its legs, and its insides, and its dung. Even the whole bull he will carry forth outside the camp to a clean place, where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire, where the ashes are poured out, it will be burned. And if the whole congregation of Israel should err, and the thing has been hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and are guilty. When the sin in which they have sinned is known, then the assembly will offer a young bull for a sin offering, and bring it before the tent of meeting. And the elders of the congregation will lay their hands on the head of the bull before Yahweh, and the bull will be killed before Yahweh. And the anointed priest will bring of the blood of the bull to the tent of meeting. And the priest will dip his finger in the blood, and sprinkle it 7 times before Yahweh, before the veil. And he will put of the blood on the horns of the altar which is before Yahweh in the tent of meeting, and all the blood he will pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tent of meeting. And all its fat he will take off from it, and burn it on the altar. Thus he will do with the bull, as he did with the bull of the sin offering, so he will do with this, and the priest will make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. And he will carry forth the bull outside the camp, and burn it as he burned the first bull, it is the sin offering for the assembly. When a ruler sins, and does unintentionally any one of all the things which Yahweh his God has commanded not to be done, and is guilty. If his sin, in which he has sinned, is made known to him, he will bring for his oblation a goat, a male without blemish. And he will lay his hand on the head of the goat, and kill it in the place where the burnt offering will be killed before Yahweh, it is a sin offering. And the priest will take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and its blood he will pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering. And all its fat he will burn on the altar, as the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest will make atonement for him as concerning his sin, and he will be forgiven. And if one soul of the common people sins unintentionally, in doing any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, and will be guilty. If his sin, which he has sinned, is made known to him, then he will bring for his oblation a goat, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has sinned. And he will lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and kill the sin offering in the place of burnt offering. And the priest will take of its blood with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and all its blood he will pour out at the base of the altar. And all its fat he will take away, as the fat is taken away from off the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest will burn it on the altar for a sweet savor to Yahweh, and the priest will make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. And if he brings a lamb as his oblation for a sin offering, he will bring it a female without blemish. And he will lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and kill it for a sin offering in the place where the burnt offering will be killed. And the priest will take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and all its blood he will pour out at the base of the altar. And all its fat he will take away, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of peace offerings, and the priest will burn them on the altar, on the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and the priest will make atonement for him as concerning his sin that he has sinned, and he will be forgiven.